Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about blockchain governance. So blockchains are decentralized systems. There is no single point of control or failure. And this is the reason why blockchains don't also have a single point of administration. Blockchains don't have admins. They have governance. So every blockchain has three main stakeholders. First of all, there are developers who are implementing the node software of the blockchain. I spoke about node software in episode 2 of the podcast. Then the second stakeholders are the node hosts, people who are actually running the blockchain node. And the third stakeholders are end users, you and me, who are actually using a blockchain to process our transactions. Now, all of these three stakeholders are very important when it comes to updating of a blockchain. Developers want to implement, so they must know what exactly needs to be implemented. Node hosts want to make sure that they are getting enough incentive to run a blockchain node because there is no free lunch. Everybody needs some sort of motivation to do something. And node hosts get their economic incentives out of blockchains. I will speak about incentives in another episode of the blockchain because that's a big topic in itself. But node hosts want their incentives. And the third one, the users, they want less fee to be paid for a transaction. So everybody has their nested interest in the blockchain governance part. Anything that is related to how much a transaction fee should be paid, anything that is related to how much block time should a block have so that more or less transactions can be included, things related to how much economic incentive a node host should get, and so on. These are all basically always under discussion. And these discussions actually then drive some decisions and they have to be implemented in code. So that is where all of these three stakeholders come together in the blockchain governance process. Now, when there are multiple opinions about all of these things, there should be a process to actually bring those all together, create something out of it so that a decision can be made. And then that decision must be implemented as clear-cut logic rules in the code. And this whole process is essentially called blockchain governance. So generally how it works in different kind of networks is this way. First of all, one of the users or the node host or someone in the blockchain community for a particular network would come up with a proposal. And this proposal would be then posted on the internet as an RFC, request for comments. Then the other community members, they could be running a node, they could be just regular users, they could be developers, they would comment and give feedback on this particular proposal. When there is enough feedback and refinement on this proposal, it then goes for a vote among these community members. Now, voting can happen on-chain or off-chain. Some of the blockchain networks actually allow voting to happen on the chain itself by calling some specific transaction functions. Some other blockchain networks do this off-chain as well. So once the voting is done, a decision clearly comes out whether the updated rules as per this new proposals should be implemented or not. Once this decision comes out and if it is a yes, then developers get to their work and they implement these new rules for the blockchain into the node software. After this, there is a coordination process about upgrading the blockchain itself. So all of the people who are running the nodes of the blockchain, they must upgrade to the next version of this node software, which includes the proposal to have the new rules. And once everybody has updated their node, then the blockchain as a whole gets an update. So this is the whole process of actually updating a blockchain, beginning from a proposal posted by someone in the community, to getting it implemented in code and finally getting all the nodes updated. And this is all done using the blockchain governance process. Now, there are scenarios when some of the community members or node hosts do not agree to these new rules as per the proposal. And then they decide not to update their node to the new version. And this is where a fork happens. I will explain fork in the next episode of the podcast itself. So this was about blockchain governance, why it is needed, and broadly how it is done. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.